I'm Dodd Morris with Mission Network News. This week's dam collapse added new calamity to Russia's war in Ukraine. Now in its 16th month, the war is taking a heavy toll on people throughout the country. Approximately 40% of Ukraine's population needs help to survive another day. Alenka Stevenson with Transworld Radio Europe says people are desperate for hope.
One of the biggest outcomes of this really terrible war is that the ministry really blossomed in responses and interactions, especially online. They have over 100,000 subscribers from different platforms, and with Facebook only, they reach over 2 million people.
From its home base in Kyiv, the TWR Ukraine team produces biblical content that's broadcast nationwide and live streamed online. These gospel workers have been going nonstop for nearly a year and a half. Please pray for them today and find your place in the story at missionnews.org. Planting season just finished in Uganda. Every Child Ministries uses a program called Farming God's Way to teach effective farming to Ugandans and connect them to the Creator. ECM's Mark Lucky says one couple joined the program 2 years ago.
Toward the end of that first year, they had a pretty good harvest. 5 bags of corn and few bags of sorghum, some peanuts, and 1 bag of beans. These are like big sacks, right? Just a year later, after continuing to put into practice Farming God's Way, they harvested 25 bags of corn, which is a 5 times increase, 21 bags of beans. They went from 1 bag of beans to 21 sacks of beans. They had a 3-time increase in sorghum and a 6-time increase in peanuts.
Pray ultimately for the spiritual harvest in Uganda. Mission Network News is a listener-supported service of One Way Ministries. Consider giving today. Look for the support tab at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Dodd Morris.